So I invite you to do a meditation with me. So close your eyes for a moment, if you choose to do so. And I'm going to say some words, and then if you would just feel into for yourself what the experience that I'm speaking of feels like for you. And I don't mean feels physically, that might be part of it, but the whole experience of what would your life feel like with this paradigm versus that one. You can live your life as though nothing is a miracle, or you can live your life as though everything is a miracle. Just feel into for a moment. What does that feel like for you? What is your life like? What is your experience of feeling that you make a difference in the world? What is your experience of feeling your own increase of life energy and living as though nothing is a miracle versus living as though everything is a miracle? How are you present in your life with others, if everything is a miracle? You can live as though nothing is sacred, or you can live as though everything is sacred. Every person is sacred. Every relationship that you have in your life, no matter how big or how small, is sacred. You can live as though every opportunity is sacred, even if it's one of those annoying opportunities to stretch and grow and learn through challenging situations or painful times. What if you knew that all of those were sacred? You can live as though nothing is precious, or you can live as though everything is precious. Everything is precious. A glass of water is so precious. Looking into the eyes of another person, whether it's somebody who is one of the closest people to you in your life that you love dearly, or whether it's somebody that you don't even know, looking deeply into the eyes of another person and seeing the preciousness that is there. You can live your life as though there are opportunities to be of service every day, or you can live as though your life isn't about looking for opportunities to serve or being of service to anyone, but just to do what you're doing and to look out for your own basic needs and your own happiness. You can live your life as though the sole point of you coming to this planet at this time is to figure out a way to navigate the chaos, to be good so you get to go to heaven or so you get to be happy. You can live your life as though all of the suffering in the world has nothing to do with you. You can live your life as though all the problems in the world just make you feel helpless and have you feeling despair for the world. Or you can live as though you came here on purpose, very consciously, to create a new way of being on the earth, to share a new way of being with your world, to plant seeds of new ways of being with other people, and in so doing, to create a new paradigm, to create a new earth. And everything else has some relationship to that intention, if you choose that as an intention. to create something new, to bring the new earth, to birth something, to nurture something, to create a womb space for something to gestate. You can live your life as though every moment is an opportunity to bring more conscious awareness as to what's actually happening. Or every moment of your life is an opportunity to just get through it, onto whatever's next, whatever you're looking forward to. That's not what you're doing right now. What would it be like if each person that you encountered in your day was divine? What if you already know that they are, but you just need to bring it to remembrance? What would be different? What if every moment was a moment that you could bring more love into the world? What if every word that you speak and every action that you take had the ability to bring more understanding or more judgment? If you actually knew what a powerful creator being you are, and you actually believed in every moment the power that is within you to change the world in each moment, what would you do different than what you've been doing or what you've done, being in a similar situation a million times that's become a habit? What if you knew that you are so precious, that this life that you have is so precious? What if you knew that you only had one more day to live? Who would you want to connect with, and what would you want to say to them? What if every moment was an opportunity to be more present, more alive, more loving, and more giving, more generous, more understanding for yourself and for everyone else in your life? Thank you. So when I think about the idea of being able to see everyone as precious, the first thing that comes up for me is something that Miranda was actually speaking to about telling older people you can be with your grandchildren and your children and all the people in your life in a way that brings life, brings presence. When my granddaughter was very little, as most of you know, she was in crisis all the time for the first 3 or so years of her life. And then her mother died and she moved in with me. And she was in another kind of crisis, a grieving crisis. There was a certain way in which she was always precious to me, but there was also a uniqueness about that, in that numerous times in Eden's first 3 years of her life, she was close to death, like lots of times, sometimes for days and days and days on end, or weeks on end even. So I didn't have the experience that we normally associate with, you know, grandparents who think that their grandchildren are just the best. I mean, I knew she was, but there was this whole other experience for me of the experience of the preciousness of each day that she lived, because she was on the edge of not living so often. So 3 years ago, my grandson was born, and he's healthy, and he doesn't have any, you know, he's just a normal kid, right? So now I feel like I have a different experience of being a grandmother that's probably a universal grandparent experience. I would like to think so. I've been accused more than once of thinking that my grandchildren are the best grandchildren in the world. That's what grandparents are supposed to do, right? That's the job. That's part of the job. But there is something like magical about the very natural ability that we have to look at certain people in our life, whether we're a grandparent or not, and see the preciousness of that person. But I find myself sometimes in my extreme love and unconditional love for my grandchildren, and everything they do is cute, even if it's completely obnoxious and unacceptable, there's still something cute about it, or it was really smart or whatever. And I find myself sometimes thinking, what would it be like if every person in my life was like that for me? You know, and when a 60-year-old woman is having a temper tantrum, there was some part of it that I could see as precious. You know, some working through whatever needs to happen and some coming to some new awareness and insight. And I thought, oh, that is so precious that you just saw that insight. Oh my God, you're amazing that you just saw that for yourself or whatever it is. You know, I normally wouldn't share this, and I think it's okay to share this in this circle. So I'm just going to go for it. So my 3-year-old grandson just recently learned how to pee standing up. Okay, I've never had a grandson before, and I didn't have any sons. So this is my first experience of the peeing standing up when you're too short to actually reach the pot. Right? It's this amazing thing. You know, it's like he walks up to the toilet and he puts up the seat, and then, you know, he like picks it up and he puts it over and he stands like this and he's on his tippy tippy toes and he's losing his balance and it's going like all over the place. And I'm gonna be cleaning it up. But it is so friggin' precious. It's just amazing. My daughter was telling me about, you know, one at their house, there's the bathtub right next to the toilet. So during the learning process, it was particularly nice if he accidentally lost his balance in that direction, just went in the bathtub. But, you know, there's just, I don't know how to explain a feeling any better than just giving you some example of that, about like, wow, you know? And then my granddaughter, as many of you know, is, I guess she's still technically a newborn. She's like 4.5 weeks old now. She's obnoxious. She cries all the time. She's either crying because she's hungry or you've just fed her, and she's crying because she has some kind of digestive upset. And then you finally get over that, and she just goes to sleep, and she's up crying again because she's hungry. And that goes on 24/7. And there are times that, you know, when she's with me, since I don't breastfeed her, obviously, and I have breast milk available and cold because it has to be kept in the refrigerator, and it takes a long, long time, seems like forever, to heat it up where I can give it to her. And the whole time it's heating up and I'm bouncing, she's screaming bloody murder. Like she might as well be just yelling at me, you know? And it's really hard to take. And then the very next moment, I look at her and she looks deep in my eyes, and it's the miracle of life itself. Like, wow, the miracle of birth, the miracle of choice. This soul chose to come here and be on the planet now, and she chose me to be her grandmother, and she chose all the other things that she chose. And, you know, she's like little bitty, you know, everything's so tiny, and it's all an amazing, amazing awareness of how magical life is. And we actually do have the opportunity that we can experience that preciousness all the time, that sacredness all the time. And I propose to you, and I know that it's true, and you know that it's true, that everything that we choose to see as precious and everything that we choose to see as sacred thrives in the seeing and in the awareness, bringing our presence and bringing with our presence the knowing of the preciousness of all of it. All of it. And the unbridled joy that's possible in the experiences of the deepest pain, if we can see that. If we can be with the rawness of life and all that it brings, with a heart and a consciousness that's shifted ever so slightly from what's right there, because it's our natural state, so it's always right there, then it all becomes miracles. It all becomes magic. And we can hardly contain ourselves from being this close to exploding with joy all the time. That's what's available. And I think that we have a particularly unique experience here because we get to be with each other in a very unique way. We have an opportunity for intimacy on a level and in many ways that many people in the world don't have, that I never had before I came here. And I can tell you it sucks a lot of the time, but it's an incredible, amazing opportunity that I would not have if I were not at Sunrise and if I hadn't come here. And if any one of you wasn't here, it wouldn't be the same. It's all just so magical.